Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out.
Hello, and welcome back to the Solar Sisters Podcast with your host, Christina and Natasha.
Breathe in. Breathe out. What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 5.
Hey, hey, we just wanted to give a special shout out to our worldwide listeners. What's up, United Kingdom?
Hey, Brazil!
Hello, Spain!
And what is up, Guam, the 671, the island, my island, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening in Guam and everywhere in the world. But what's up, Guam?
Yes, we are so appreciative of you guys. Thank you.
Hatha. Okay. Getting excited for Guam. Sorry.
It's all good.
Okay, I love Guam. You know, I love all these other countries too, but it's all good. You know, me and Guam.
Well, it's okay. I'm Islander, so.
Yep.
The islands, baby.
We got some history. All right, everybody. We had a big change in our country this week.
We did. Yesterday was the inauguration.
Oh yeah. We have a new president.
Dun 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 dun.
And VP, as everybody obviously knows. Hey, Camilla.
Hey, Biden.
Okay, there we go. Hey, guys.
What's up?
I don't know what I was going for there. But so a big shift in the country, a stressful week for America as half of us are divided, which is so silly. Half of us are divided and there's chaos in the country and lots of crazy energy. And it was a heavy week.
It was.
The energy was weird.
It really was. But this episode is perfect to remind everyone to just breathe.
Yeah, just breathe and relax and just...
Don't let the chaos get to you.
Yeah, don't let it alter your reality. You can still create peace in your reality around you.
Yes.
With chaos going on. Like, you can't be, like, on a beautiful hike with a beautiful view and be like, I can't enjoy this because Donald Trump and everybody is fighting. Like,
right.
That, yeah, it sucks, but you know what? That shouldn't affect your day-to-day.
Right,
like,
no.
You should still enjoy things around you.
Absolutely. Be in the moment.
Yes. Your reality. Don't let the news create your reality.
That's right.
It's an illusion.
It totally is.
I mean, there's some real things, but it's an illusion.
Yeah. And being in the moment is better anyways. You appreciate things. You're happier.
Yeah.
And you are consciously breathing more often.
Yeah. You're okay in your home. There's not rioters at your house. So create peace in your home.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. And in your mind. Yeah. In your soul.
Just breathe.
Yes.
Let's chill.
Try to get together. Be more united and...
And not
loving.
Fighting. Yeah.
Loving.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know? Supportive of each other.
And just chill.
Chill.
I think we usually put, like, a lot more research and everything into each one of our podcasts. But this week, neither of us did, really. We came to each other yesterday when we were supposed to record. And we're like, hey, I didn't... study anything, and she didn't study anything, but we're just breathing, and that's what this podcast is about.
Yep.
We know some exercises and things,
but. right that we use on our personal lives, but it was definitely some time to just take a break, really, and we need to recognize when it's time to take a break.
Yeah,
and not push yourself too hard.
Yeah, when our energy is getting depleted and things start to feel like a chore. Like, that's not the vibe.
Nope.
So we had a whole day to record yesterday, and honestly, we just ended up blazing all day and relaxing and just chatting for like 4 or 5 hours. It was nice.
It was kind of well needed. I mean, all we do when we get together now is work or try to plan for the next thing that we really want to share with people, which is amazing. But it was really nice to just actually enjoy each other's company and enjoy my own company too, and not too much, do too much on my body and just hang out.
Yeah. And then we realized that the episode was about breathing anyways. And we're like, oh my gosh, maybe it's a sign that we're supposed to just breathe and chill.
Yep, exactly.
So we took it to heart and really chilled.
We did.
And breathed.
We did.
Okay.
Okay, so it's been a week since our water challenge. How's everyone doing? We're feeling pretty good with ours.
Mm-hmm. Have you been doing it every day?
I really have, actually, yes. And I tell my husband to do it every day, too.
Oh, man, I missed a day or two. I think I forgot those days. It was an accident, but I've been doing my morning affirmations.
Well, good.
And I have been talking to my water, too. I just missed a couple days.
Well, I have been doing it every day, and I do sometimes feel silly. I really am talking out loud. I love you. You're successful. And I'm kind of giggling when I say it, but hey, that's just more positive, happy energy into the water.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she went to a casino and played a slot machine, and she won how much money?
$800.
$800, and she had been talking into her water and said, I'm going to win on, what did you say, I'm going to win on the slot machine?
I said I was going to be a jackpot winner.
She says she was going to be a jackpot winner to mm-hmm. her water, and this girl won her first ever jackpot.
Yep, I did.
Wow. I shouldn't miss any days.
No.
Oh my, yeah. I don't gamble, but I would, yeah. Maybe I could try. I have like a $20 limit and I'm like, no, I'm done.
So, oh, that's hilarious.
But I watch my friends.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm going to talk to my water that way too.
Yeah. Yeah. Just really, really mean it.
You have to feel it.
Yeah. Feel it.
You're onto something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at that. Wow. Coincidence? I think not.
Nope.
Nope. Anyways, so... Breathing. Let's get into it.
Yes, there are some extreme things about breathing. It's so important, guys. It's so, so, so important.
Yeah, doesn't it say that humans use like a third of mm-hmm. our breathing
capacity?
Mm-hmm. We're missing two thirds, you guys, that you could be using and do crazy things.
Yeah.
With breathing techniques.
Totally, absolutely. Or just even more deep breathing, you know, in the moment, it would be a lot better for us. And I know that everyone thinks we already are breathing, but...
We're not.
Barely breathing.
Oh, man. Okay, so here we go. So I guess let's start with signs of improper breathing.
Yeah.
So what are some signs of improper breathing?
I would say taking short breaths.
Yeah. Feeling the need to take a deep breath sometimes when you shouldn't have to take a deep breath.
Like yawning?
Yawning, but also when you just like have to get a totally. Full gulp of air and you're like haven't been doing anything at all. Like yeah. You're just sitting on your couch.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally.
What Ooh. Else?
What about like... Running out of breath when you're getting just a little more active.
Like runners?
Like myself.
Like, you don't run?
No, but like, you know, I mean, I'm not working out every day and like...
But you get out of breath like going to your car to the grocery store door? No.
No, not like that.
Okay.
But I like sometimes going up and down my stairs.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of stairs. You have two flights of big stairs in your house to go up.
Okay.
But that's good. but I get what you're saying. So, yeah. So, if you're doing that constantly, any yeah. of those things, those are signs.
And totally.
So, proper breathing has a lot of benefits.
Yes.
Tons of benefits. You can make your lungs stronger to hold your breath underwater longer even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get more oxygen throughout your body.
It relaxes your body and it relaxes your mind too from like daily stressors.
Yeah, it also detoxifies your body and releases the toxins.
It does. When you do deep breathing techniques, like say you inhale for 5 seconds,
mm-hmm.
and then you hold it for 5 seconds, and then you release it for 5 seconds, or you can do it longer, like 7-second counts if you can, but then you also want to wait 5 to 7 seconds before you inhale again.
Yeah.
And that releases tons totally. Of stress in the mind, and that it can actually change your brain's state from like a beta state to a theta state.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way. You have to just keep repeating that, like 5 to 7 count, inhale.
Yeah, they have to be extremely hold. Deep.
Yeah, extremely deep. You want to breathe like deep into your belly, so not not into your lungs. You want to make your belly look like it's pregnant.
Yes.
If you can. Yes. And hold that for 7 seconds if you can. And exhale it very slowly, like through pierced lips, kind of. So it goes, you can make your count longer. And then don't inhale again for 7 seconds.
Right.
And repeat that over and over and over. And your brain state will change. And you'll notice.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have, like, some good meditative music on in the background. Yes. Or, like, honestly, if you're doing that type of breathing, I recommend, like, sound bowls and didgeridoos together. Yeah.
Didgeridoos.
Together with sound healing. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That can even bring you up to a theta state.
And, oh, yeah.
And that's crazy things.
Totally. You are definitely, like, almost in a portal mm-hmm. to the world.
You are. Yeah. You are. They did that.
World.
They did that at Northern Nights, a music festival we go to. These two girls that are amazing. This one girl named Digi Dallas. She's known in the Northwest for her didgeridoos she mm-hmm. makes and her sound bowl classes and sound healing classes. And then this other girl named Christina White Wolf.
Wow.
Ooh, she was so cuddly. she did... She played sound bowls, I think, and she was mm-hmm. doing chanting during this music festival for this, like, astral projection class. And they took us to another planet. Like, we were
Yes. Amazing.
Magic at the Grove stage. Oh, my gosh. So much fun. I miss music festivals.
Oh, COVID.
I know. Oh, I want to be in the Redwoods again.
Sunshine.
We were breathing good there.
Oh, yes.
Aw. Okay. Sorry. Back on track. But
yeah, this deep breathing and breathing exercises can also help with emotional, you know, your emotional stuff too. Helping release that.
Yes. You know. Traumas from your mm-hmm. childhood that you've been holding on to. Like, if you meditate and breathe correctly, like, you can work through some yes. major shit.
Yes, I would say.
And release it from your body so your brain isn't holding on to these traumas anymore. And that can improve, mm-hmm. like, your body, how your body feels. Like, that, releasing those energies that you don't think are affecting you in your life, they affect your joints. It affects
absolutely.
Your growth, your immune system.
Yes.
Like, not doing your inner work, it really affects you. Like, the people that think they can bury it down deep and they don't think about it all in their life, guess what? It's showing in your body.
Yep.
Watch you be totally sick a lot. Or, like, my lower back hurts a lot. Or my joints hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding on to trauma that needs to be released. And breathing techniques and sound healing is the way to go.
Yes. And they do say that you hold stress, like, in your shoulders, in your neck area.
Everywhere.
And deep breathing can help release those things as well. Mm-hmm. So great.
And it's good for your heart.
It is.
You know.
Your brain.
Well, yeah.
The biggest things in your body.
Yeah, you're right.
It's so important.
Well, your heart's very important, too. It's all important. The lungs are important, too. I guess our whole bodies are important, you know?
It can improve your posture because you're more aware of your body.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm trying to think of some other things. I don't know, when I do breathing exercises, I'm always in a much more tranquil, peaceful mood.
I agree.
So, it's good.
Yes.
For if you have an attitude.
Yeah, if something's bothering you, if you're mad at your ex or something like that.
Or something just triggers you.
Totally.
Go into, like, an immediate deep breathing exercise, like, mm-hmm. wherever you are, and just tell people to hold on for a moment. Yes. However many moments you need. Don't let people rush you. Don't.
Slow it on down.
Yeah, slow it down.
Move from the fast lane to the slow lane.
Yeah, the slow lane. Get over to the right.
Yes. Get over to the right.
Okay. So what kind of breathing exercises do you do, and when do you do them?
I do mine in the morning and at night. And then whenever I need to, like, center myself in the day, like, if I'm getting a little too upset about something or anything like that, what I really do is I will breathe in through my nose really deep, and then I'll hold it for a couple of seconds, and then I'll try to breathe in and sip up as much more air as I can.
Oh, so you do a double breath.
Yeah.
A double inhale.
Yeah, basically.
That's good.
And then I'll try to hold it for as long as I can, and then I'll breathe out. And the first breath that when I breathe out is I'll really release it. really, really, really release it. And then the ones right after that, I'll just try to, like, slowly breathe it out, you know?
And then when you do your double inhale, are you filling your belly up and your lungs?
Yeah.
That second inhale, I've had people do that in yoga and just mm-hmm. other breathing techniques where they do a double inhale and it expands things even more.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I find it just getting just a little more deeper, you know, for me in my body. And yes, my belly especially. So expanding that and then breathing out, just I'm able to release even more by doing that second intake.
Out of your mouth?
Yes.
Okay, because there's some breathing techniques that you only use your nose, like mm-hmm. only inhale and exhale through your nose. And like sometimes there's a breathing technique where you put your thumb over one nostril and you do your inhale in, your five count, and then you hold, and then you exhale mm-hmm. for the five count too, also exhaling through your nose through that same nostril. And then the next time you do the other nostril and you switch it.
Huh.
And I think that teaches you like breath expansion and it increases your lung capacity too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
Mm-hmm. It's a weird one. It's not very, I don't think it's done very much. It is done by people that do yoga and practice this all the time, but I think on average day to day, no.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Honestly, for me and breathing, I'm just really over maybe the last year being more conscious about my breathing, you know, and really thinking about taking deeper breaths when I'm noticing it. It used to just be on autopilot type thing, not even noticing it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm the same. I have been noticing more in the last year or so.
Right. And it's been really helping me get through a lot of things and truly heal just really simply by breathing and just really being mindful. And
yeah, it teaches you to control your emotions
totally.
Too.
It really has.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
Learning how to respond and not react to things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because a reaction is just an explosion usually, and it's messy in life mm-hmm. and in blowing things up. Bomb reactions.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I don't know where that went, but. Yeah.
But truly breathing through everything.
Yes, and you gotta flow through yes, life.
Yes, truly flow.
With your
getting
breath.
Getting back over to that slow lane.
Yep, yep. Flowing and going and flowing.
Beautifully.
Yeah. Aw. Well, America needs to get back over into the slow lane this week.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Oh, I agree.
It's been a chaotic energy, so I feel like the rest of the world is flowing.
Yeah.
And they're watching us going.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
In the fast lane.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think America, we should just slow it down. Maybe everybody in America do these breathing exercises
yes.
that we have talked
yes.
about today. And the rest of the world, I think they're already doing them.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
We're crazy over here, but you don't have to let it make you crazy.
No. That's why you gotta find your peace. Find
mm-hmm.
your peace within.
Yeah. Deep breath. So
breathe in.
And breathe out. All right, everybody. So now we're going to slow things down and we're going to do a quick 5-minute breathing exercise meditation.
Yes.
And Natasha is going to take it away.
Yes, everyone. We invite you to get comfortable. Straighten your spine. You can go ahead and sit up or lay down. You can close your eyes or leave them open. Just get comfortable. We're going to be doing a 5-count breathing exercise where we're going to be inhaling for 5 seconds, holding it for 5 seconds, breathing out for 5 seconds, and then waiting 5 seconds before you take your next breath in. We're going to repeat this for the next 5 minutes. Focusing on our breathing the whole time. Is everybody ready? Let's go ahead and begin.
Breathe in. Breathe out. 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 Breathe in. Breathe out.
And that completes the breathing exercise.
How's everybody feeling?
I know I'm feeling good.
Yes, I feel very zen and relaxed. That was nice.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, everybody.
Yes, thank you, everybody, all our solar brothers and solar sisters. Yes. For tuning in all around the world.
Oh, so sweet. We appreciate you guys.
It's so crazy. We get so excited. We're like, oh, a new country.
Yes, I know.
So tell your friends, everybody.
Yes.
Tell everybody. Because we're all solar sisters and solar brothers.
We are solar family.
Yep, the solar collective. Hey.
So we love you guys, and we'll be checking in with you guys next week for the end of the water challenge. So don't forget to tune in next week to
the Solar Sisters podcast.
See you next week.